You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Don't just watch the Draft Dog Pound. Join me in a Play the Draft contest with the Cleveland Browns. Play the Draft is a free, easy-to-play fantasy game for the NFL Draft. You find undervalued draft prospects for your chance to win VIP experiences, and our second contest launches today. And here are the prizes that you can win. Think about this. Guest on Cleveland Browns Daily with lunch and tour of the Berea training facility.
Awesome.
Priceless.
Priceless.
Value. Priceless.
Priceless.
Seriously. Can hang out. We'll have a glorious time. 2015 customized Cleveland Browns jersey. That's the new one, folks. Joe Thomas autographed photo and Browns cap. Do you say cap or hat?
Hat.
I would say hat. If I was writing that, I'd say hat. VIP training camp experience for two. And a Joe Hayden autograph photo and Browns jacket. Again, this is Play the Draft. And this one, just go to playthedraft.clevelandbrowns.com. Check it out. I've tweeted out the link as well. I'll retweet it right now at Nathan Zagura. But you want to get in on this. It's a fun game. Play the Draft is a lot of fun. Here's the link for the contest. Boom. Just been tweeted out. Hop on there right now and have an opportunity to win that. You could, who knows, you could be on CBD,
so
live
to me,
in the Dog Bowl.
Absolutely. And to me, the order with which you read those prizes are in the order of, it seems like, grand prize
prestige
down to what would be maybe, what, fourth or fifth place?
Well, in my, there's no question, as I like to say, they're the prestige of coming in here into the Dog Bowl and sitting in one of the hallowed orange chairs is something special.
Still the old
one. We have to get from the foundation last year. My buddy Scott and my buddy Tarek won an opportunity to come co-host on the show. So we got to get them in here one of
Let's
these
go.
Days. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do that next
you
week.
You got to do it before the Radiothon.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that next
week. Otherwise, it expires.
Yeah. It's like money in the bank. They got to cash that in.
Got it.
Yes. So we will do that as well. Again, the Play the Draft contest opens up today at clevelandbrowns.com. So go check it out. Let's go to the phone lines now, 216-578-0850. Again, coming up in about 10 minutes, the defensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, Mr. Jim O'Neill, will be with us here in the Dog Bowl in Berea live. So if you got questions for him, tweet us at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 35, at Browns underscore daily. Let's go to Kent on a cell phone now. Kent, what's going on?
Hey, things are good, guys. How are you?
Good man.
Hey, I got 2 points I want to make about the first round and some things I'm excited about. But, hey, real quick, Matt, I heard about what you were just saying. I'm telling you like a friend. I did the same thing 5 years ago. Best choice ever made.
Awesome, man. Congrats. Yep.
Are you still going, or was it just a 60-day program?
No, brother. I'm still going 5 years later.
All right.
Did you, eventually, over the course of time, you learn to have fun without being drunk, right?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Okay. I'm just asking.
For sure. Absolutely. But as far as the first round goes, and I'm sure that Jim will agree with me, but, man, I'm all about taking two stud defensive guys, a pass rusher and a run stopper.
I am, too. I am. Let me say that. I agree with you. I think if you get that nose tackle and you get that edge rusher, and then in the second round you get – there's still going to be a very good receiver there. You get one of those guys. Maybe it's Funchess to play that tight end position for you, not drafting him as a receiver but drafting him as a tight end. I think we're in great shape. I agree.
I couldn't agree more because – I really like what I heard from John on the offensive side of the ball, because what I don't remember ever hearing from Kyle is having a specific plan to, you know, teach people how to be pros, having kind of an us against the world mentality. I think we could actually be, with our additions, pretty good on offense if we just have a dominant defense. It's just another step in the right direction. And then the last thing I wanted to ask Matt here real quick, actually a Buckeyes question.
Sure.
I was curious I heard Dustin Fox say this before. Since you guys were like Trestle Cooper guys, are you embraced down there by Urban Meyer and his staff? You guys just kind of, you know, you can come down, but
sadly,
you're
no.
Simply
bit.
On the surface, which is, again, very sad, because if you're not an Urbanite, you know, you're kind of outside looking in. He'll let you in the building, but, you know, in some cases you have to fight your way inside the ropes when you see guys who played under Urban, you know, walk around the field like they own the place. It's tough. You know what? I've got as many rings as he does.
That is correct. Thank you very much for the call, Kent. Let's go to Johnny B. in Pittsburgh. Johnny B.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I totally agree with, you know, you and the Mortensen. It's a total lie. But, guys, I hate to say it. It's nothing compared to what Mr. Grossi, you know, the new Jerry Springer up here, has been doing. And then the letter that was all lies, where he basically called Patton and Farmer a joke. No matter what they do,
baby dinosaurs.
It's just like I said. It's a constant Springer show. So like I said yesterday, the next letter he has is how the Steelers are Super Bowl contenders and champions now. But guys, I just feel that the whole national media is attacking us, but that is nothing compared to what he's doing. And the truth is, we are in great shape. They've done a great job, and I think all the fans agree with me.
I think that they do as well, and I think that as the free agency unfolded and you saw the plan put in place by the Browns, you could do. Tony Grossi did a free agency scorecard, and I think he was fair with it. I would disagree with the quarterback one because everybody around the league valued Josh McCown higher than Brian Hoyer, so I'd say that was a gain for the Browns. Wide receiver is definitely a gain. Tight end right now you haven't. That is still to be determined, but it's a loss on paper because you lost Jordan Cameron. D-line starts for Ruben. That's a gain. I would agree with that. Linebacker, yeah, added nobody yet. You lost Jabal Sheard, so that's a loss for now, but that's what the draft's for, as we alluded to. And then cornerback Williams over screen is a gain. So I think when you look at it right now, every position where you made swaps on your roster, you've improved. Quarterback,
right.
Wide receiver, defensive line, and corner. So you've made four improvements. The two places that you've had losses now are linebacker and, of course, tight end, and you have time to address that going forward in the draft.
And what is sometimes tough for a fan of a team who's followed a player for 4 years is to see a guy that was drafted by your team move on to potentially have success somewhere else, but you bring in a new name to replace that. And the great thing about this is the evaluation process by Ray Farmer and his guys to see, essentially more value other places than in the value that's currently on their roster and upgrade it year after year. That's what makes for championship football.
It is what makes for championship football. Let's go to Dan in Hershey now. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
You got it, man.
I want to talk about the quarterback position.
Okay.
I think it's pretty clear how we're going to go this year, and I kind of like the way they've set it up. I think, they tried to go after Bradford, but they couldn't get him. So the guy they have in place is going to do a good job for us, similar to Hoyer last year, and we're going to give Manziel his shot, and I think we should. But the thing I wanted to ask you guys is I think we need to pick somebody in the later rounds that's developmental,
Yep.
I would like to see us pick somebody that, in my opinion, fits the AFC North profile of like a Roethlisberger, Flacco kind of physique. And, the 6'5", 230 kind of dude that can, kind of hang in there that might, if you get lucky, like Brady, who knows, you might catch lightning in a bottle. If you're any guys you think like that, I see the guy I kind of like is Brandon Bridge out of South Alabama, but there's
okay.
Mannion and there's Lovelock is another guy that fits that size. So I just wanted to hear you guys discuss that a little bit. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I don't think it's I would say Connor Shaw goes into that category of developmental guy.
He's talking size.
Yeah, I understand, but he's an undrafted free agent and an undersized guy similar to Johnny Manziel. Actually, a better athlete, ran faster than Johnny Manziel as well. But I get that. And I don't know if this year is that year. And I ask that question to essentially every analyst we have on the show. Are we done at the quarterback position? And as of right now, it seems to be 50-50. Tony Grossi thought yes. Scott Petrak thought no. But where did he see us going? He thought maybe a third or fourth round guy, hopefully a bigger body. I do think that you have to have a certain there's a template for a quarterback that succeeds in the AFC North. It's out there. It's a Roethlisberger. It's a Flacco, a big guy that can stand in the pocket, that can take the hits, because the defenses are the best in the entire National Football League are right here in our own division.
So one of the guys that maybe could fit that bill as a later round guy would be Chris Bonner, who was Colorado State, Pueblo, good size, good arm. He is 6'7", 235 pounds, so he's got that size that certainly could translate here. Good, in my opinion, a good arm, good size. He, hasn't played against elite talent at all, but he's a guy who could come from a small school, much like a Tony Romo, and be pretty good. He's got the size, he's got good velocity, can throw on the run, he's got good anticipation. I think he is somebody that is worth looking at late. Now, he is not, this is not a surefire thing. In the history of the NFL shows that it's not often these late quarterbacks end up working out. But to me, that's a guy to keep an eye on would be Chris Bonner. You can check him out again, Colorado State University, Pueblo, and he stands 6'7". So he certainly got the size for this division. Let's get one more call in here before we bring in the defensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, Jim O'Neill. Hiram in Cleveland. What's up, Hiram?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I wanted to ask you guys, I want to ask Matt especially. Matt, you've been talking about Danny Shelton.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I like Danny Shelton. I'm not in love with him like some people are. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at Jordan Phillips.
I have. Jordan Phillips is actually
and was linked to the Browns
for
a visit.
Browns and potentially in for a visit, yes.
I like him a lot more. I shouldn't say a lot more, but I like him considerably more than Danny Shelton. He does everything Danny Shelton does, and he gives you a pass rush, and he's a bit more athletic. Now, I will say this about Shelton. He is really tough against the run, but he's so one-dimensional, though, Matt.
I don't know if that's true, though. Danny Shelton was one of the most disruptive nose tackles in all college football.
80 tackles, eight and a half sacks, I think 16.5 for a loss as well.
But if you look at Phillips and you look at Shelton, there's no question who is more athletic.
16 tackles for loss last
year. Who is the more athletic guy? Who is the better pass rusher?
Right.
I mean, it's not even close. The one thing that they said about in the comparison of the two is that Phillips is, and I didn't see this when I watched his games. I watched three or four of his games every single play. I didn't see any lack of effort, and they said he had a back injury. That's the only thing that they said about him. And my whole thing is, and I've talked to scouts about this on Twitter, they said the same thing, that he's more talented. But I just don't understand why Shelton gets all this love and looking at the two players, it's not even close in my opinion.
Well, I would say most scouts would rate Shelton ahead of Phillips. But again,
why?
Phillips is a good
why?
Guy. Big why?
I just want to know why. Just
because they think
why.
That he is a more disruptive, more productive player, and he's absolutely at the Senior Bowl was the most dominant player there by far and stands out with just how good he is and how productive he is. I think people like Phillips, don't get me wrong, and I like Phillips as well, but I think Shelton is considered to be a much more disruptive player and somebody who can be he's considered somebody who actually gets in the backfield a little bit more effectively than does a Jordan Phillips. Phillips is I like him, but Shelton is consensus, you know, to be the top interior defensive lineman in this draft. Because of his disruption, because of the fact that he's got good space, he's a space eater. He can handle double teams. He gets inside. People are big about him, and his comparison is Vince Wilfork. If you had a Vince Wilfork in the middle of this line, it's going to make a big difference for a lot of years to come.
It absolutely will, and I got to give a shout out really quick. Munch Bishop just hit me up really fast via text message, and he said, "Bro, remember, Hiram from Cleveland said Leon McFadden was a can't miss." Laugh out loud. So
well. Listen, he was good enough to be drafted in the third round in the NFL. The Browns took him ahead of the Honey Badger, so that's one that obviously you'd like to have
true.
Over again. When we come back, the defensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, Jim O'Neill, will be live in studio with us. Get your questions in if you've got any for him on Twitter. Tweet me at Nathan Zagura, at MattWilhelm35, at Browns_daily with the hashtag AskO'Neill. Coming up next right here, CBD.